Good morning and shalom. We have looked at the book of, we are looking at the book of Colossians. Colossians was started by Epaphras. Epaphras was a disciple of Paul. He had attended the school of discipleship in Tyrannus while Paul was there for 2 years. And Epaphras went and started a church 100 kilometers east of Ephesus in a place called Colossae and Laodicea. Immediately after the church was opened, false teachers rose up. And it's good to realize that we are dealing with the false teaching. False teachers came up and they started teaching that Jesus is not enough. They started teaching that yes, you are born again, but you need something else. You need some help. You need some knowledge. They would say there's some knowledge you cannot be able to access until you have got a particular knowledge, a particular, education. Some of them would say, you don't need just to go like that. You need to have, you don't need to leave the religion of your fathers. That's the traditional one. That is the Judaizers. You need to have to go back for circumcision so that you can be helped to become quite well. And they started teaching those kind of teachings, saying Jesus is not enough. Some of them started to go to the spiritual world, mysticals. And here, Paul wrote to them and gave them very important information. Number one, you have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, to the kingdom of God. I think that is the first major thing. The greatest help that you need here on this life is to know that you have been helped. And the greatest help is to be transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Nobody could have done this. This is where you have faith, this is where you have love, and you have hope in Christ Jesus. So Paul taught this very great information, and they wanted them to know. But now here in this session, Paul is teaching about the supremacy of Christ. How superior is Jesus Christ? This one who has been able to transfer you, this one who has been able to help you. Who is he? Who is he? Because if you are not able to know exactly this kind of help, you'd only get to know the help if you know who is it that has helped you. And so he talked about the supremacy of Christ as the Son of God. So from verses 11, 15, all the way, he is talking about understanding the supremacy of Christ over any other helper. Any above the hills. And this is where now Psalms 121 would say, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? And my help come from the Lord. My help come from Jesus, the maker of heaven and earth. And so this Paul will be able to give some qualities of Jesus that he alone is worthy to give us the greatest help, that you cannot be able to compare his help with any other help. So he said that the Son is the image of the invisible God. He'll give about 10 qualities of Jesus. This is now the theological part of it. We are saying that the Son is the image of the invisible God, that if you want to see God, just see the Son. He's the image. Does not say that he's not God, but he is God incarnate. He is the one that come to present or to help us know God. We're able to see God through him. He is the firstborn over all creation. Does not mean that he is a created being, but he is the first of his own kind. For him and all, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and things on earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones or power or rulers, authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. Now, very powerful thing that everything is created for him and through him, things in heaven and things on earth. They have been created for him. He is before all things. And in him, all things hold together. Everything holds together. And he is the head of the body. He is the head of the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead. That means he's the only one of this kind who have resurrected. No other person have resurrected, only Christ. So that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your mind because of your evil behaviors, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creation under heaven, and on which I, Paul, have become a servant. So Paul is talking about how these people have been able to access, and through Jesus Christ alone. God give us the ability to know about Jesus and to learn the supremacy of Jesus Christ over all other help. In Jesus' name, amen.